turn your bus now. Go ahead and stop where you're at. She's on your bus now, and she's requesting police and or medical.
Stop right here, ma'am. Yeah, she's requesting police and medical.
All right. Does she know who assaulted her? Was it in the area that you picked her up at?
Yes, ma'am. It was on Interstate Lombard at the MAX.
Now, you're all the way over at Trenton in Alaska. Has she been on the bus with you this amount of time?
Yes, ma'am. Calling family members, I suppose.
All righty. So once she got on your bus and requested medical and police, did you keep rolling?
No, she just did that just now. Once I entered Alaska and what you just said.
Okay, so how did she get to, because Trenton and Alaska is far away from Interstate and Lombard. How did she get there?
On my bus. At the time when she got on the bus, I was trying to calm her down. She did not want any help at that time. She said she can get her own help. Now that she's aware that the young lady that assaulted her is waiting for her, I guess through telephone conversations. And she called the police. They want to meet her at her place, but she's afraid to get off the bus to go to her place. The young lady that assaulted her, I guess, lives right next to her.
Okay, so the person that assaulted her is not on the bus. She has talked to police. Police are wanting to meet her at her home, but she's scared to go home. Is that correct from what I'm understanding?
Correct. The young lady, she's afraid of the young lady being at the same place.
Alrighty. What type of injuries does she have?
She has cuts on her face, swollen eyes. She's bleeding.
Alrighty. And can I get an age and her name?
26. The name?
Say your full name for me.
Tarima Taylor.
What's the first name?
Tarima.
All right, go ahead. And have you given her any paper towels or anything for the bleeding?
Yes, ma'am. I gave her some.
All right, go ahead and hold there. I'm going to call police and medical, 2224.
Copy that. Thank you.